Cindy Bustanday voted for George Bush last time, as did most of her neighbors in Hollis, New Hampshire, a well-off bedroom community near the Massachusetts border. Houses here stand on several acres and cost several hundred thousand dollars even now. But here, too, the failing New Hampshire economy has taken its toll. Bankruptcies, divorces, expensive homes sold at a loss. And despite their apparent wealth, people like Ben and Cindy Bustanday are feeling poorer.
I play golf as often.
We did things like we canceled the health clubbership. Yeah. That's been gone quite a long time.
Two or three years.
We've done this, but on pub courses instead of
or
private.
Or neighbors.
He's right, we'll play golf, but we'll public course.
Yeah.
Right.
But how does it feel to?
It's different.
It feels out of control. It feels like I'm learn how to run your life in adult fashion, and the rules have changed on you. They've been written on you, and so you have to be pretty quick on your feet. And that's a lot different. I've never known hard times before.
Not a spot to mourn. God, I hate it. We'll be right back. Dan White's dead. Dan White's dead. Dan White's dead. Good, good, good. Dan White died horribly, hated and despised by his fellow man. Died with a Twinkie by his head. Should have stuck with a loaf of Wonder Bread. Carbon monoxide does one hell of a job if you want it to.
Detectives in Boynton Beach, Florida, call this case definitely bizarre. They say a man's family confessed to shooting him dead because he was a miserable, grouchy person who spent most of his time lying on the couch watching television. They're calling it the couch potato murder. The dead man's wife, his daughter, and her boyfriend go on trial in March.